are you coming on the project?
Fine, everyone's off at work now.
Right. Right. Nothing new?
No, sir. The Norfolk thing played fine.
Yes, yes, you indicated that, yeah.
No, I mean on TV.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Showed good crowds and so forth.
The crowds and everything. Good, good. Al, all of you worked on it together, huh?
On the project this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We met with Al and Pat, Ray Price, and Lynn Garman, and Buzzhart Buchanan, yes, sir.
Right. They're all on salvo, huh?
Yes, sir, everyone. It's a good group, too.
Good, good. And they think they can meet the deadline of Monday morning?
Yes, sir, that's what they're working toward.
All right.
Luke.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, everything's rolling along here fine, and...
Fine, okay.
We're in good shape, Mr. President.
Main thing, what?
Well, I was going to say, the main thing is that...
For me not to worry about.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir. And it is important, I think, that you don't. I mean, you've been through an awful lot here, and...
Yeah, but don't worry about that. I got.
Well, I know, but it's a matter of...
I got to be sure that, you know, that we do the right thing, get in command of this damn thing, and...
Well, we're moving in...
As you know, we've got to... One thing that occurred to me, Ron, that you might get into is, in terms of the Dean thing, is to get the stuff together, you know, that he won't like to have come out, like his meeting with Magruder and, subornation of perjury, which he's very sensitive about.
Right.
Don't you think a few of those things we ought to have ready to go?
Well, I think we do. Yes, sir.
Right. And somebody's working on that, and that should be a project for somebody at least.
Well,
you don't think so?
Well, I think we have all of those things, you know, that we have lined up here. And what we're doing now is getting everything down on paper, and that certainly could be a part of a strategy if we have to, you know, at some point
yes.
Move there. I think we have enough of that we're ready to do
it. You see, you can't let a situation develop where all we have is Dean crapping on... not only Ehrlichman and Holloman, but even on the president.
Right.
We, and without Dar, you know, letting him know we have a few, you know, bullets in the gun.
Well, he knows that, you know.
How do you know?
Dean knows it. He sure does know it.
Why?
Well, because of the comment I made to him down in Florida.
Yeah.
Sure. In other words, that is firmly fixed in his mind. He also knows, because I've had indications that he also knows, that there are an awful lot of people here that can just totally destroy any suggestion that he did not leave the very clear impression that he conducted a thorough investigation for you.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
He knows all of those things.
Even though he will say he was ordered to do it by somebody else and this and that.
Well, that's immaterial.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It may be, of course, that his closest tie here is, rather than being Ehrlichman, is probably Mitchell. That's my guess, but I don't know. I have a feeling that way. What do you think?
Could be Mitchell. Yes, sir. I mean, you even look at the Vesco thing where he made a call or two, do you see?
Yeah.
You look at the whole Caulfield thing. I think it could well be Mitchell. Could well be.
This Caulfield had his contacts. Didn't have him with Ehrlichman, did he?
No. Matter of fact, as I recall, he has already referred to the fact that he had contacts with Dean on the matter.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, be sure all that's put together in this, too, not as part of our whole report, but mainly to have ready to fire away in case he fires away, okay?
Right. We will.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
All right, fine.
Fine.